The kids won't carry your coffin, and that's alright, that's okay. They don't care what you look like or who you see, what you say. The kids won't carry your coffin, and that's alright, that's okay. They don't care what you look like.
You're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. This is 101.5 UMFM. Hey, how's everybody doing this Monday night? Yeah. So, what do we got in store? We got a lot in store for you today. I'll be talking to Derm Keem from the Pretzels later on in the show. We'll be giving him a call and seeing what's going on with that new band out of Montreal there. We just heard Rocket from the Crypt. That was Lorna Doom off their, what I would say would be their best album, Hot Charity. And obviously, if you haven't been living under a rock this past week, you might have heard that the bass player for the Germs, Miss Lorna Doom herself, has passed away last week. So I was trying to get together a little set here to honor her with, and came across that Rocket from the Crypt song. And you know what? I have no idea if that's actually about her or not. Could be, but I thought the intro to it with the kids won't carry your coffin. Hey, that's all right. Hey, that's okay. I thought that was appropriately inappropriate. So why the heck not? So yeah. First up here, we're gonna hear Germs song, and then L7 doing a Germs cover. And when we come back, we should have the interview underway. So here we go. This is the other newest one from the Germs on Assorted Hour. Oh, not yet. There we go. Here we go. 101.5 UMFM.
My body locked in ancient sand. You whisper something. reason and I know it's good. You're acting crazy just like I knew you would. You're not the first, you're not the last. Another day, another crash. Embracing my life between your thighs. We will perform in the deadly skies. Reducing my mind to endless nights. Send my dreams to their demise. Realized by your last breath. Take your hand to my hand. Hold tight to finish the man. Feed my body into yours. Dragons like my soul is good. You're not the first, you're not the last. Another day, another crash. You're not the first, you're not the last. Another day, another crash. You're not the first, you're not the last. Another day, another crash. You're not the first, you're not the last. Another day, another crash.
Death my scars, the lion's world is gone. It's a day of anime for the whole family. ICON, the annual Japanese anime and pop culture convention, presents Winterfest. There's something for everyone.
Wow, there's a video game lounge.
Let's check out the cosplay skills fair for some cosplay tips.
Right after we hit the escape room.
Winterfest, February 23rd at the RBC Convention Center. Get your tickets in advance at ai-con.org. That's ai-con with a K.org.
All right, we're back. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. And that was Bikini Kill with Speed Heart off their Pussy Whipped album. Word on the street is that they've reunited for a couple of tour dates. So far, only L.A. and New York have been announced. But hey, maybe this is the start of bigger things. We can only hope. L7 before that with Lion's Share from Germs tribute compilation. And the Germs themselves started the set off with the other newest one, one of my favorite Germs songs. That was off their only album, G.I. There you go. Lorna Doom passed away last week, bassist for the Germs. All right, so we got Derm Keen on the phone here. We're going to... Are you there with us?
I am, yeah.
All right. So, maybe give yourself a little introduction here.
My name is Derm Keen, and I'm in the group The Pretzels. We're based in Montreal. We all live in Montreal. Very, very loud, noisy group. Fresh off the coattails of all members of The Pretzels' previous group, Incredible Woman.
Oh, so they are. I was going to ask about that because I thought I got into that band sometime last year. I came across them on Bandcamp, and fantastic stuff. And then I guess the name switch over I noticed on the Facebook page. So I was a little curious as to what precipitated that.
And thank you. Yeah, Incredible Woman was great. It was a long, interesting project that I'm very happy with. We beat the pavement a lot. We made some good music, and we played a lot of really good shows. And I don't know, like, Incredible Woman just had this, like, big revolving cast of people, and, like, it was like a revolving door of members, like, project of mine for 5 or 6 years, and I got tired of that element, so it became eventually me, Christian Gagnon, Daniel House, and Harry Parsons, and I just thought to myself, like, all right, this is it, because it connected really well. If this isn't the situation, it's not Incredible Woman. Anyway, Harry quit. And I had given everything I could conceptually to that project, and I just decided to end it. And me and Christian and Daniel have proceeded with, you know, a new group, being the Pretzels. And I don't know, man, we were just talking, like, we were like, all right, so what do we delete our platform, Incredible Woman, and all this stuff? And then we settled on, like, nah, whatever, let's just change it over, because if anyone liked Incredible Woman, they're gonna like The Pretzels. So
yeah,
who cares?
Yeah, that's, well, it worked for me, so
yeah, that's good. Right on. Yeah,
so Incredible Woman, that was based out of St. John's, and yeah. You're in Montreal now.
Yeah, I mean, Incredible Woman was a project pretty strict to the East Coast of Canada for a number of years, until I moved to Montreal and kind of formed it with multiple different players around this city. And it turned into, like, a long-distance love affair, Christian remaining in the group and flying up for tours. There was a lot of travel involved with the group. It was all very, I don't know, it wasn't typical. And I nearly said it was unorthodox, but it wasn't. It worked. So it just Daniel already lived in Montreal, and then I was living there, and now Christian lives here.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I mean, the Pretzels is, I mean, it's a Montreal group. I mean, we haven't even played a show yet.
Our
first show is not for, not for another little while. We're all getting all the new material together, which is all of the vein, you know, sort of, like, I mean, it's clearly the same people who wrote Incredible Woman's material, but it's also a lot different. And I don't know, it's going to be based out of Montreal. It's switching up. There's a few different things going on.
Well, the one song that that has been made available, the Kick It With K, it's got a thicker sound than Incredible Woman did. I'm not sure if that had anything to do with, I believe you recorded that with Steve Albini, am I correct?
Yeah, we did. It's all very interesting. It's all very twisting and turning because the amount of singles we're putting out now was all produced by Incredible Woman.
Okay.
But it was like we stepped away from our previous sound entirely. It like definitely created something like much heavier hitting than the previous work, which was already, you know, pretty. I think our early stuff was a little prettier than the new stuff, which is now all released under Pretzels. Because it was actually, to be totally honest, that was in preparation to be the second Incredible Woman album.
Okay.
And now that Incredible Woman's not a band, didn't feel right, but, you know, the minds behind that project are all still the people making this music. So we're putting it out as a series of singles because it doesn't feel right to release as an album because it's a different thing.
It's not a cohesive entity.
We're firing it all out under, like, just kind of like staggered releases. But yeah, that track Kick It With K, that's a personal favorite of mine. We did do that in Chicago with Steve. The end where I use all the voice effects, I recorded that at like, I think it was like 9:30 in the morning in Simpsons pajama pants, like DI into like a box into in the mixing room. It's a very fond memory of me, that I have of the whole affair because I remember just telling Steve, like, it's gonna get pretty energetic right here. He's like, yeah, that's fine. So I was doing, because when I record, it's pretty aligned with when I perform. So I was just doing my thing. Like, I remember just going so hard, I was like on my knees grabbing the table, and Steve was just sat in a chair just kind of watching, taking it in. It's very,
I'm sure he's seen his fair share of things anyway. So,
oh yeah, no, he loved it. I think it was well, I mean, he even told us it was all like working with us almost felt kind of nostalgic, almost like a walk down memory lane, because he's got that open door policy. I don't think he's seen some like hard hitting younger kind of lunatic types walk in the door in a little while or something.
Hmm. So, and was there only just the one song recorded with him, or did you do like a whole session or?
No, yeah, no, we got 12.
Oh, yeah. And and you said they're going to be released as a series of singles.
Yeah, we're releasing the singles, like A-side, B-side, all on cassettes.
Oh, so there will be like a physical actual release to them too?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
Yeah, and we're working on our debut, but we're just kind of like pumping out this material. We would like to get it all on like a vinyl too. Just call it like the oh, it's all so strange. We'd call it like the Perfume Bone era, or like the Electrical Audio Sessions. Just like the, call it something. Just so like that sound is on wax.
Yeah.
you know, like eventually. But yeah, for now, it's just going to be coming out as releases, because why wouldn't me, Christian, and Daniel share this thing we made with the world, just on account of, you know, the situation we're in with Incredible Woman not being a band. It's kind of a weird way to start a band, but it is what it is, because we're probably not going to play this material live. Yeah. Probably we'll do one of the songs if it's coming out on the tape that night or whatever. But we're trying to get as far away from that material as possible now, just because we're writing new stuff at all, really. So
and the new stuff, is that going in a different direction then?
Yeah, it is. I think it's getting, I don't know what to say other than that it's probably getting a little even more strange.
Oh.
We're just going, in some one moment we're louder than ever, and then the next we're more relaxed than ever, and then the next we're more pop than ever, and then the next we're more thrash than ever, and then the next we're more hard rock than ever. We just, everyone in the band has so many different styles and can play so many different ways that it's just kind of all, and think in so many different musical directions that we're not, it's like we're not, yeah, it's just we're not scared to touch on anything anymore. Like if we want to do like a barbershop song, we're going to do it.
Well, you might as well utilize all the tools you have in your repertoire.
Yeah, right.
So, you had said that you haven't played live yet. So, is there any plans for like a tour beyond Montreal?
My God, yes. It's like there's a lot of preparation going on. It's kind of fun because for me personally, even as a solo artist in my, you know, my younger years in my first bands, and my, you know, my more important projects of my later life, like basically everything I wrote kind of was just an idea that I brought to a few people and then promptly all of us brought to the stage. You know, I wrote like a lot of music in front of rooms full of people. I taught myself how to sing in rooms full of people and how to play instruments in rooms full of people. It's always just been my MO. And this time around, it's, and I'm just going to kind of put my feet up and plan a little. Like, why not? Like, it sounds kind of nice. So, yeah, actually, we're going across the country in July. We'll be out to you guys.
Nice.
Yeah. And we're doing some dates around Ontario in April with the Faps from Saskatoon.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We're doing some shows around our neighborhood, like just a little 5-week-long thing with a band from Hamilton called Get Off the Cop, which I recommend everyone check out, as well as Faps. But we're going to Europe with the Dead Fibers from Edmonton in August for 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to a lot of countries. I was doing the whole route there yesterday, and like everything's kind of underway to get start, like booking it all. It's a, you know, it's a whole strenuous process.
I can imagine.
But we're going to a lot of places. It's exciting for
sure. Yeah. The beauty of touring in Europe is that everything's so relatively close compared to here. So
when I was doing my European geography right now is like so good.
Spot on.
I've just been like routing and routing and routing. And it just blows my mind looking at this. Canada's huge. I have a group on Facebook called DIY Touring Canada. Are you in that?
No.
You should join it. I don't know. It's like over 1,000 people in it. And basically the idea is to kind of like, well, I had the idea because an artist who I love and respect was writing me and asking me for tips on booking tours. And, I was doing it, I was the best I could. And I remember just thinking to myself, you know, when I started booking, I wish something like this existed. And then about a minute later, I was just starting it.
Yeah.
And is a place where people can just, you know, give their routes and, you know, get help on, like, setting up gigs just to make it easier across the country. But ultimately what I would like to see is, you know, where are these weird, where are these little corners, where are these little scenes that we don't know? Like, where the hell can we play between Winnipeg and Thunder Bay? There's got to be, like, three places. And there's got to be places between that and Sudbury. I mean, we played through St. Marie once. You know, I just think that, like, as a nationwide collective of artists, I think that we could all come together to kind of, like, up our games a little bit and really kind of make Canada, like, a touring destination of the world. I've seen this country several times, you know, through the van now, and it's amazing, and we can really build on it. So DIY Touring Canada, if you're listening, please go check it out. If you're out in, you know, like some weird area of the country, anywhere, and you want bands to be coming, get on there and share that, please. Anyways,
yeah, that's a great resource for people looking to connect to those places too. That's,
man, people are utilizing it, and it's going well.
Right on.
Yeah.
So you had slipped me an unreleased track.
Yes.
So it's called
The Rhymer. Yeah.
So we're going to take a listen to that. We're going to follow it up with Kick It With K. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Anything else I want to add? Thank you. We'll see you soon. Really, is it.
Right on. Well, thank you for taking the time out. I really appreciate that. And I look forward to seeing you come by in July, I guess.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Keep me posted, and I'll do what I can to spread the word.
Thanks a million, man.
All right. You have a good evening.
Ciao.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. So that was Durham Keen. We're going to hear right off the bat here. This is The Rhymer by The Pretzels on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Just to be alive, it takes all the same. Jazz Winnipeg continues to push musical boundaries with their new sound series at the Goodwill Social Club on Sunday, January 27th, with a collaborative, immersive, artistic experience inspired by music from around the world, featuring woodwind specialist Sean Irvin and synesthesia artist Alexandra Hasenflug. Accompanied by Andrew Littleford on trumpet, Will Bonus on piano, John Barron on bass, and Kevin Waters on drums, band leader Sean Irvin will take concertgoers around the world, reimagining their traditional folk songs within the linguistics of the jazz dialect. Alexandra Hasenflug will be painting throughout the concert, bringing image and color to the sound of music, and we will be featuring a collection of her original works available for purchase. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door. Available now online through jazzwinnipeg.com or in person at 7100 Albert Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Don't miss the new Sound Series January installment featuring woodwind specialist Sean Irvin and synesthesia artist Alexandra Hasenflug. Proudly presented in partnership with Jazz Winnipeg, Manitoba Music, the Manitoba Arts Council, and UMFM 101.5.
Yeah, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was the Pretzels, a double shot of the Pretzels with, that was Kick It With K. And why do I always forget the name of that song? The Rhymer. Why? Because it's a brand new song. I never heard it before. Give me a break here. Yeah, that was Kick It With K and the Rhymer from Pretzels. I want to thank Derm Keen again for his time with that interview. Look forward to hearing some more stuff from these guys, as well as possibly catching them live. Sounds like maybe we can expect some a summer date. So, what do we got next up here on the docket? Oh, yeah, Low Dose. I believe they're from Baltimore, I think, or Philadelphia. I can never remember. I always get those places confused. Anyways, so Low Dose is a band featuring Itaria Rosenberg from Legendary Divorce and backing her up, the guys from Fight Amp. They've been teasing with this one song for quite a few months now, and it sounds like they finally got a label to release their album. It'll be out on Knife Hits Records, and yeah, so I think we should expect that probably February-ish. So in the meantime, they've taken all of their streaming songs off of Bandcamp, but I did get this one before they took it off. So we're going to hear a track called For Sure. We're going to also hear some Polish hardcore from Elbanda. Band out of Baltimore. These guys I know are from Baltimore, called Big Mouth. Never played them before. That's a new one for me. And we'll finish that set off with a band out of Montreal called Nuage Flu. All right, this is Low Dose on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
aborcję. Pracujemy, gotujemy, rodzimy dzieci, wychowujemy, dojeżdżamy do pracy godzinami. Pracujemy. Politycy hipokryci, aborcja jest częścią naszego życia. Politycy hipokryci, aborcja jest częścią waszego życia, odbierając nam prawo do bezpiecznej, powszechnej, taniej aborcji. Zmuszacie nas do brania kredytów, zmuszacie nas do zapożyczania, zmuszacie nas do brania urlopów, by wyjeżdżać do zagranicznych klinik. Zmuszacie nas do szukania niebezpiecznych, nieznanych środków w sieci. Hańba! Odbieracie nam prawo do podstawowych usług medycznych, tak jak odbieracie nam prawo do innych usług publicznych. Prywatyzujecie żłobki, przedszkola, prywatyzujecie wodę, prywatyzujecie energię elektryczną, prywatyzujecie transport. Odbieracie nam prawo do służby medycznej, odbieracie nam prawo do służby medycznej, odbieracie nam prawo do służby medycznej, odbieracie nam prawo. Hańba!
Wspieramy się, zbieramy pieniądze, wymieniamy się informacjami.
Big Fun Festival is back and bigger than ever, with Polaris Prize nominees the Snotty Nose Rez Kids headlining a huge bill of hip-hop talent that includes Malcolm J and participants from Studio 393 on Friday, January 25th at the Goodwill Social Club. Advance tickets are a bargain at $15 plus fees and can be purchased now at showpass.com, or come see this show and every other act playing January 23rd to the 27th as a part of the 2019 Big Fun Festival by purchasing a pass at bigfunfestival.com. Don't miss out on the future of Canadian hip-hop at the Goodwill Social Club on Friday, January 25th, when the Snotty Nose Rez Kids play at the Big Fun Festival. Proudly presented by AudioWorks, Half Pints Brewing, Vantage Print Shop, and 101.5 UMFM.
UM Bisons is your social media hotspot for the herd this season. Follow UM Bisons on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for all the latest news on Bison varsity athletics. See how a Bison trains with athlete Instagram takeovers. Learn about exciting promotions and contests on our Facebook page. Or get Bison news and video as it happens on Twitter. For all the best in brown and gold, follow UM Bisons on your favorite social media platform. Go Bisons!
All right, this is Sorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard, before that commercial, Nuage Flew from Montreal with Left Side from their brand-new album, Conversations avec Nuage Flew. Big Mouth before that with Circling from their album Sound. El Banda from Poland with Hanba, which translates to Disgrace from their album The Wind Sows Us. That's brand new. Low Dose started the set off with For Sure off their self-titled forthcoming. Hopefully in about a month or so we can hear some more stuff from them. I greatly anticipate that because that track is just a powerhouse. I dig it a lot. So, yeah. Just about out of time here. I'm going to leave you with a brand new track by one who should not need an introduction, Ian Blurton, who is kind of like Canada's Steve Albini, dare I say. Just someone who's that important to the music scene up here in Canada that I could possibly say something like that. He's got a new project. Well, it's a solo project, as far as I know. But he's got a bit of a touring lineup, and he's been playing some dates at locally around Toronto. He's been in Public Animal. I'm pretty sure that's still active. He's been in Come On, Blurtonia, Change of Heart. So many projects that he's been a part of, and never mind behind the boards recording bands. So this song is called Spaces Forever. This is brand new from Ian Blurton. Thanks for listening. This has been a Sorted Hour.